Although he's only 28, Lang Lang has already accomplished a lot. He is the first Chinese pianist to be engaged by the Vienna Philharmonic, Berlin Philharmonic, and all of the top American orchestras. In 2009, he made Time magazine's annual list of the 100 most influential people in the world, and he's already written an autobiography, Journey of a Thousand Miles. Lang Lang's latest album, Live in Vienna, features his first recordings of Beethoven's sonatas, including the famous Appassionata. He sat down recently to talk with Steve Paulson.
You have some wonderful comments in the liner notes to the album saying that there's mystery behind the notes, kind of like Shakespeare's Hamlet. There's hidden passion underneath. Can you explain that?
Yeah. For example, you know, the first phrase of the sonata. It's really the first theme from Hamlet. Very simple. Who's there? You know, and that, for me, somehow is so connected to this piece. And also, you know, as you know, Shakespeare, all his plays like a conversation, right, between different characters. Mm-hmm. Unlike, you know, many of the novels, you just keep reading it. And this is more like a real play, you know, drama play.
Hmm.
And Beethoven's music is also, particularly on this piece, it's not a novel, but it's a script. Each phrase is, you know, interpreted by different characters. And you have this incredible breaks in between and dynamic lines and always some searching for kind of answers, but you never really find answers, but you try to really find out what's really under the ground, what's really there. You know, it's just whole curiosity and mystery is throughout the whole piece.
Mm.
And also the explosion, you know, emotional explosion, and it goes out, its most warmest melody comes out, most striking rhythm on the groups of 16th note, and shocking contrast between the lowest point of the element and to the highest points, you know, within one bar, let's say.
Hmm. As a pianist, does Beethoven present any special challenges that you don't get from other composers?
Yes. First of all, his technique is quite unique in a way. He used a lot of symphonic technique into pianistic playing. And as you know, many composers later, when you play their work, it's very comfortable. Even though, like, you know, Rachmaninoff is a very difficult composer to play, but it's very comfortable as a pianist. For Beethoven, even though, you know, sometimes the work sounds not that difficult, but it's so difficult to get the sound right. Because he really make piano another orchestral instrument. The technique has such a diverse.
Mm-hmm.
And you always need to search for the new skills to produce the sound in your mind.
Hmm. Now, I'm curious about what it's like for you to get up on stage in one of these truly grand occasions. I mean, I guess the obvious example would be the Olympics in Beijing, your home country, where the whole world was watching, especially your country, and so much was riding on that. Did you get nervous before you were playing?
I got nervous for the first rehearsal. I was really nervous. Not nervous, but overwhelmed, because when you walk out the stadium, I mean, it's like 100,000 people there. We had like
100,000 people at, you mean at the dress rehearsal? There were that
many
people?
Yeah, at the dress rehearsal, we had 100,000 already, you know,
wow.
to experience it. And at the same time, we had like 5,000 dancers around the piano. Oh my God, that was, you know, I was like playing, I didn't realize that the light is like turned on. You know, I mean, like all those dancers had a light on their, kind of like LED light on their clothes or outfits. When they turned it on, they're, I was like scared. It's like, oh my God, what's that?
Did it affect your playing at all? I mean, did it sort of get into your head?
No, it was okay. And I remember, you know, in the end, I think it was like 10 dancers or 15 dancers moved the piano off the stage, and then we just ran. And then, you know, that was really fun. Because, but everybody thought we disappeared. But we didn't disappear. We were like running like hell.
I want to take you back even a little bit earlier, because you tell some heartbreaking stories in your autobiography. I mean, you wrote about how you were under just tremendous pressure to succeed from your teachers and especially from your father. And you tell a really chilling story about how when you were 9 years old, you were having trouble getting ready for one audition. And at one point, apparently, your father got so upset that he ordered you to commit suicide. He even told you to jump off the balcony or swallow a whole bottle of pills, which, of course, you refused to do. And then you started punching the wall so hard that your hand started to bleed. How do you look back on that history? I mean, that probably was pretty formative about how you became a pianist.
This is a really tragic moment, you know, in my life. It's really hurt, you know, for a long time for me, you know, as a kid, because I always thought that being a pianist is the most beautiful thing in the world. And, you know, sometimes you have things happen, you know, you get fired by your teacher, your teacher saying that you're no talent, you shouldn't do this, you know, it's kind of my dream kind of like get destroyed, like in a second, you know. And of course, you know, my father was also went nuts, you know. So that was really, really tragic, I would say, you know. That shouldn't happen in our music world. Mm-hmm. But in the same time, you know, it made me a stronger person.
Did that kind of pressure make you a better piano player?
No, because, I mean, for a long time, I didn't want to play. So it really didn't help, you know. Because I was really kind of disappointed to become a pianist, and I start hating piano. You know, it's like once you get pushed too hard, and then you start to hate it. You know what I mean? So that's not good. That's absolutely not good. But then finally, you know, I start loving piano again, and I find it's not piano's fault. You know, it's not because of piano. I mean, because, you know, that moment I really felt everything. It's because of I'm playing piano, so that's why every bad things happens. You know, I kind of thought about it for a long time. But then in the end, I'm like, you know, that's my childhood dream. I should achieve it. I shouldn't stop playing or start to hating piano because I had a bad time. You know, I think we need to overcome the challenge and to keep playing. So then, you know, made me a much stronger person and restart again.
Lang Lang spoke with Steve Paulson. Lang Lang's latest album is Live in Vienna.